In this episode, Wirebuzz's director of strategy checks back in to the podcast to explain where he's been.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
Hello. All right. So, a fun episode. This is an audio-only episode of Video Marketing Mastery, and right now we are in Los Angeles. Actually, more specific than Los Angeles, we are in the San Fernando Valley, Chatsworth to be specific, and we are driving to Bob Hope Airport, and in the car with me is Wirebuzz's Director of Strategy, no new person to longtime listeners of this podcast, Marcus Krieg. Bear down.
Go Ducks.
All right. So good old joke for those listening. Marcus will typically say whatever I say at that moment where I go, what is up?
What is up?
And today was a little different because I threw him a bear down and he didn't take it. Marcus, where the hell have you been? Why haven't you been on a single podcast in maybe how many episodes do you think it's been?
At least 30, I want to say. It's been half a year.
Yeah, it's been a while. So where have you been, dude? What have you been up to?
Well, while you've been having fun with this podcast and this speaking and all this content and teaching and stuff, I've been like making sure that all of our clients are happy and working on systems and processes and training and hiring new staff and really making sure that the operations and the quality control of all of our agency work is not only staying level as we grow, but also improving.
Yeah, you know, it takes... What, teamwork to make the dream work? And while I've been out speaking, Marcus has been holding down the fort. We're wrapping up a really good year, probably our best year ever, wouldn't you say?
You say probably. Our best year ever, for sure.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. And we're just hitting starting to hit our stride.
Yeah, it's starting to get easier. In terms of just selling video, you don't have to anymore. Everyone knows they need video. The market has shifted in that sense. In terms of marketing services, I think our message has evolved to a point where when clients hear how we approach things, how we treat messaging, how we use video and other digital tactics as a tool to control the delivery of that message, that resonates because it just makes sense. It's just logical. So now that we've gotten into that place where our message makes sense with our market doesn't need to be convinced that they need us, it's just gotten a lot more fun. It's gotten a lot easier. And then, of course, you know, being out speaking, having the podcast, those types of things mean that we have a shortcut to credibility and authority. So clients are also more likely to listen to us these days.
What kind of value can I provide to this audience while I've got you here? Can we talk about strategy?
I mean, I don't know what else we would talk about.
Well, between you and me, we could talk about a lot of things as it pertains to video marketing, but there's nobody that I'd rather talk with about the strategy that you have to bake in order for video campaigns to prove out their ROI. Let's spend a few moments doing that.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I think that the biggest thing that most marketers get wrong, and it makes a lot of sense when you consider how we got where we are today, but marketing has become a game of tactics and an attempt to short circuit or shortcut quality using volume. And so all of these brands, and I say all, but most brands are approaching the new paradigm shift in marketing by trying to create lots of content and trying to be everywhere and thinking that that's what's going to make them successful. But as we've discussed over and over throughout the years on this podcast, the reality is that the tactic you don't test tactics. Tactics work or they don't work. If you execute them well, they will work or they won't work. What you're really testing is your message and the market that you're pushing that message out to, right? So if you're going to make a video, make it the right video. And then if it's the right video for the message, then the market will respond. Otherwise, the message is wrong, right? You're not testing the tactic, you're testing the message. And so if you start with a really smart message, the tactics all work. That's the mindset shift that marketers don't understand. You hear about all of this really cool stuff in terms of marketing automation and video and the ability to create systems and processes. And all of that stuff is really important if you want to scale your business, if you want to be successful, if you want to grow past your talent and become successful because of your systems, if you want to get to that level in business, it starts with strategy, because you cannot create a kick-ass video or a amazing high converting website if you don't start with a really great strategy and a really great message. Otherwise, you can execute the tactics all you want, but you're executing the wrong message for your audience. And so when we talk about strategy, it's not just, oh, strategy, you know, everyone wants to talk about strategy. It's not like that at all. What it really is if you want to make money, you will manage risk. You will not spend your money without managing the risk. The way you manage the risk of the tactic, the way you manage the risk of wasting your time, your team's time, is by starting with a very smart strategy that is aligned with your message, that is customer-centric, not product-centric. No one cares about you. They care about what you can do for them. Once you've gone through these mindset shifts and you approach your marketing more deliberately, that's when you succeed. Any tactic can work. We just love video because video is the best tactic for controlling the delivery of that message. Right? Yeah,
it's, you know what, it's the greatest tactic for controlling the conversation, moving people through a logical thought sequence. We don't skip around in video like we do with text.
Right.
But a lot of times when I'm talking with people, and video creators in specific, about starting with strategy, their eyes glaze over as if it is some kind of vague, nebulous thing. What is it about a strategy that makes it a strategy? And then where do you get started? Like, what is the first step?
Well, I'll start with the first step, and then that will help answer the first question, which is, what is a strategy? So the first step is taking the known variables, right, the constants in this case, which is your customer and what your customers care about and the transformation that they want and the problem that they're feeling, and to get very, very clear on the constants in the equation that is your business. Because once you know what the constant elements are, then you're only testing the variables, right? So you get very clear on the message. Oh, well, my market is, they like this type of platform, and I'm talking to this very specific type of person with this very specific type of problem. And so that answers a lot of the questions. It's really, the strategy is, how do I move that type of person closer to the point of sale, right? So the first step is getting very clear on who you are targeting and what they care about. It's that, starting with that mindset shift about, it's not about you, it's about them, and then starting there. So that's where strategy starts. It's about aligning with your customers. That is strategy. The message is about what they want. But really, at the end of the day, you have tactics are a way to get someone to do a thing. In this case, mostly when we're talking about marketing, it's consuming content, engaging with content, learning about you, consuming your message in some way, right? So the strategy is the message and the sequence of steps that your market's going to move through in order to become a customer as a result of that message. The tactics are all of the individual things you do along the way to make that happen. So video is technically not a strategy, it's a tactic. If you're going to have a strategy for video, then that means that you have a clearly defined way that you're intending to use video to move people further in the sales process. Now, the reason why this is so important is that a lot of people, they fixate on that tactic, which in this case, it's video. Oh, well, videos are doing really well. All of the data, all of the marketers saying, oh, well, video does this, video does that, video does this. Well, videos will also, if you look at the right case studies, can give negative results, because you created the wrong one, or you said the wrong thing, or you tried to help everybody instead of helping the person who's most likely to buy. And so that is where you may have executed the tactic well, but the strategy was so misaligned with the execution of the tactic that it doesn't matter. And that's really common. There are two things that I see marketers doing all the time. One is they either just don't have good taste, and so they execute tactics poorly. They don't know what good content looks like. They don't know what good design looks like, so they make bad things. Poor execution. And then the second type of problem, and this first company could have this problem too, is that you execute well maybe, but you aren't executing on the right things. You don't have a complete funnel, for example. That's part of strategy. How are you capturing them? How are you nurturing them? How are you closing them? How are you delighting them? right? If you're not bringing someone all the way through that process, you do not have a complete strategy. You have an incomplete strategy that means you are going to fail. There is going to be a huge drop off, a cliff, when you look at your data. So strategy is about being holistic. It's about making the map. It's about being very clear on your objectives and how you're going to move people through those objectives. The tactics are the specific things you do to make the strategy work. So if you think about it as a map, right? If you want to go to, if you want to get to New York City, you better make sure that you know your turn-by-turn instructions if you're going to get there in the fewest number of steps. If you want to just start walking in some random direction, you might eventually get there with turn-by-turn instructions. You might ask some people at the convenience store down the street or whatever, and eventually you'll get there. But a lot of wasted effort along the way. And if you don't get good data along the way, if you don't get good feedback along the way, you may never reach your destination. So doesn't it just make a lot more sense to decide that's how we get from A to Z? That's how we get our customers from A to Z, and then intentionally, one step at a time, just start executing the plan at a world-class level. It requires execution and strategy. The tactics, people figure out how to make tactics work, right? And then just follow the template, paint by numbers. Test your message, test your market. Don't test the tactic. That doesn't make any sense.
So cool to have you on the podcast. People are like, wow, where the hell's this guy been?
It's been pent up, man. I'm getting frustrated over here.
Right? For those that don't know, Marcus is my partner. We've been at this for some time together and have been developing the Wirebuzz business and brand together. And I get to pick his brain every day, but I don't get to bring him on the podcast often. And it's really nice to have you. You're a wealth of information. Marcus came out to LA with me today. And we'll tell you, we'll just tease what we're doing out here. We're not going to give too much details away, but we will tell you where we were. Can we do that?
Sure.
Be kind of odd and interesting. But that'll come up in a moment. Marcus, a moment ago you talked about pulling together the map that you're creating. And also when you're doing the strategy, thinking about what that conversion looks like and how you're going to move people through that strategy to conversion path. Who are some gurus that you follow over the years that explain this really well to people?
So if you really want to understand messaging, you have to dive pretty deep. And the reason we invented our messaging roadmap and we developed that was because a lot of copy frameworks and you have to have a framework, right? Otherwise, what are you learning? You're just developing experience and then guessing. So otherwise you have a framework. And the problem with a lot of the frameworks as it relates to messaging is that they're kind of, you still have to have some experience to figure them out. And so part of developing an effective strategy and sort of knowing what that path should be is making sure that you, I've lost the question. Where was I going?
Welcome to my life.
I know.
You know what you're suffering from? AGE, brother. You are starting to age right before my very eyes. We are on the freeway right now. I'll give you a few moments to collect yourself. This is what we do in radio.
I don't even remember what the question was.
Oh, okay. We were talking about deep dives into thought leaders on messaging and why we created.
Yes.
Isn't it good to know that somebody's listening to this podcast?
It's the favorites, right. Tangenting back. So full circling that back, the problem with a lot of frameworks is that you need a lot of exposure to frameworks and different kinds of frameworks because you need to hear different prompts, different ways of hearing the same thing. For example, and we brought this up earlier during our conversation today, if you're talking to someone about a problem or a desire, right? Like you say, oh, my framework says you start with the problem and then you agitate the problem. And that makes a lot of sense until you're talking to someone who doesn't think of their product as addressing a problem. They think of their product as fulfilling a desire. And now you just, all of their frame of reference, their context, the way they're looking at the question, the way they're thinking about the way they should craft their message, it's all confusing now because you've misaligned the framework with the product, right? So that's all a setup to say you should expose yourself to a variety of messaging experts. Obviously, we're doing our best to communicate a marketing framework that I think is more flexible, and we're doing a good job of getting that out through Todd's speeches. But if you're going to go out and you want to follow some experts and learn about messaging, a few of the guys that you should definitely be paying attention to. If you like podcasts, you're going to want to listen to Frank Kern's podcast. You're also going to want to start paying attention to Todd Brown. Todd Brown talks about making marketing arguments. So how do you craft a compelling argument that makes people buy? It's very similar to thinking about it from a story perspective, where if you're thinking from a story, you might want to look at someone like Donald Miller from StoryBrand. He talks a lot about messaging and aligning it with the narrative sequence. It's very similar to what you would see in a movie or a screenplay. So that's a very interesting model. It works better for people who maybe have a different, more of a creative angle, whereas Todd Brown is going to really be a lot more of that logic. So if you're more math-oriented, you might resonate more with Todd. If you're more story and creative-oriented, you might resonate more with Donald Miller. Other people who are definitely worth checking out, you should check out Russell Brunson, learn about funnels. He's the founder of ClickFunnels. The two books you can get for free there are Dotcom Secrets and Expert Secrets.
Russell's really doing some cool stuff right now, just building huge followers that are learning how to create funnels and getting a lot of reps at it, looking at their results. And if there's anybody blowing up on the scene right now, Russell's probably got the biggest blow up that I'm seeing right now.
Oh yeah, and it's because the approach that he's taking is very aligned with what we're talking about. You establish a linear sequence of information that brings people through your buying process, and then you deploy it as a linear sequence, and that makes it more efficient. So then you can run more ads, the system grows faster, you make more money, you can run more ads, and then you grow very quickly. That's how you get to a point of scale, and you leverage money instead of time in order to create more time. Put your message, your video, your content out in front of more people instead of creating more content. And that's how you start to get to those economies of scale. So that's why you're seeing him blow up, is because he's got a very efficient model. Another person that is really worth checking out and has recently started talking about something we were talking about over a year, almost 2 years ago now, super cool, is I mentioned Frank Kern. His thing is behavioral behavioral marketing. You want to be thinking about context. That's what one of the things we've always been talking about. But one of the cool things he's been teaching is how to avoid the email. How do you use ads to bring people through that sequence without needing to get their information captured? Because, you know, these days it's what, $7 to $10 to generate a lead from social media, you know, on average benchmarking. But if you want to run someone through a 5-minute video, you might spend $1.
Let me see the map, Marcus.
Oh, the map.
It's great. I didn't want to interrupt Marcus, so I just pointed at his phone.
2.1 miles.
And am I staying on this freeway?
44A to the 5 South.
Thank you. I'll take that.
I'll take that.
Marcus now is in charge of... Marcus is in charge of the mic.
And Todd is in charge of the navigation.
And I'm about to fuck it up.
So Frank Kern's great with... behavioral marketing and really thinking about how do you control people's context through the message, which is something we've been talking a lot about, so you'll find a lot of resonance there. We've been talking about using sequential retargeting ads. That's something that Frank Kern has been talking about. You can also find him making a lot of videos on Facebook about it. Other people who are worth listening to. Okay, so now let's talk about podcasts. You're probably going to love Russell's podcast, The Marketing Secrets Show.
I like it. I listen to it.
Yeah, that's a good one. It's
almost every time I pick up something of value.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Even if it's just like personal stuff.
Right. The personal stuff that Russell talks about, I actually resonate deeply with.
Well, he's an entrepreneur talking to entrepreneurs, so of course it would resonate with you. He's speaking to you.
Okay, but I'll tell you, he will do what I do, which is sometimes going to talk about his personal life. And I like that because I'm building a relationship. You know, even when he talks about spirituality, I like it. And I know he does it sparingly, but I think it's important to diversify in the conversation to develop friends, mm-hmm. right?
Another podcast that I want to mention as it relates to messaging is, and it's really about Facebook ads, but you'll get a PhD course in messaging, learning about Facebook ads, because what did we just talk about? The way you make ads work is that you get very intentional and clear about your message so that the ads can generate ROI, so that you can scale your ads. So the Perpetual Traffic Podcast, which is a digital marketer podcast, and I think it's Demand Web Media.
Right.
That is such a great show for learning about Facebook ads, of course, but even if you're not really intending to use Facebook ads, what it teaches you about systems and thinking about content in terms of sequences and how you segment people, those are all consistent across all types of marketing. They're just taking the strategy of here's what your customers care about, here's how you segment your customers, here's how you bring each of those customers through a hyper-relevant buying sequence. That's all what we're talking about. They're just zeroing in on Facebook ads and how to use video and Facebook ads in order to do it. So that would be another really aligned podcast I'm sure that that you and the other listeners would absolutely love to listen to. So, and those are all podcasts. So, you know, you're listening to this podcast, you probably like learning on the go. So those are going to be great resources for you.
Marcus, as the world has become more savvy, the business world, to video and how it's used, what is the biggest change that you have seen in your almost 7 years? Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
You're coming on 7 years in May, mm-hmm, with Wirebuzz?
Yep.
What's the biggest transition that you've seen in the video marketing space?
Ooh, the biggest transition. Well, I mean, at the time, everything in video was about search. That was the big thing. I mean, you brought me in and you showed me, hey, we rank for 10 out of 10 search terms for this and 9 out of 10 for this. And that was where I got started, was with that search background. And so now I don't think people are necessarily looking at video as a traffic acquisition tool the way they used to. There's still definitely that legacy bias of video as being a traffic driver, but really it's not anymore. A lot of people are starting to look at video as a tool to increase traffic quality or to increase lead nurturing, and they're starting to look at it more as a, how do I bring people through my messaging process, as opposed to, here's a one and done sales asset. A lot of people used to think, well, I'm gonna try to close the deal in every 2 minute video I create,
right,
and that doesn't make sense in most businesses. And so I'm starting to see a lot more acknowledgement that video is not a harpoon, but I think that there's still a lot of growth to be had there, which is part of why we still feel the importance of really harping on strategy, especially when you consider that most video creators, most video marketers, most video agencies are video first, which makes sense because it's a complex skill set. It's a craft.
Right.
And so if you're dealing with like that kind of a craft, what's the likelihood that you're gonna be a great videographer and a great salesman and slash marketer, right? What are the odds? Not so good. So you have a lot of the industry out there that's really focusing on what the video creators can do. And the video creators can create a good video. And if you create a good video and people engage with it a lot, the only thing you could really be certain that you could promise or feel confident around is views. Because if you are only creating one video, you're probably not generating a lot of sales.
Right.
And so you have this video industry that is perpetuating some of these misconceptions about how video should work and what it should do. And I think it's all of our responsibilities to be collectively educating our clients and making sure that people understand what each video's role is and what it can actually do. And that all starts with the messaging, right? You get very clear, hey, we need this objective to be met. We need to check this box in our sales process. We need that message to go into our prospect's head. Create the content with the intention of addressing that issue, that deficit.
Wow, dropping mad knowledge in this episode, Marcus Creek checking in. Dude, that's so great. There's so much information there that I'm gonna go back and listen to again to pull out. You know, Marcus and I are in LA I'm here for a bunch of meetings. Marcus flew in today for our meeting and then is going home tonight. It is a Friday. You're stoked for the weekend?
I'm pretty excited. I mean, my wife's working this weekend, so it's going to be pretty mellow, but yeah, excited for the weekend.
Right on. So he's basically a bachelor for the weekend. And so we're out here. We're working on developing a SaaS product. It's a little early, but we've got something. And we're fleshing it out and have some parts already built. And so we were out here for some meetings with the team that we're working with, and that was really cool and exciting, and we had the meeting in a very unusual place. If if you've listened to some of the past episodes, you know that what my mom's husband does for a living. I don't know what episode I dropped that bomb in, but I did drop it in a recent episode. My mom's husband, 40 years ago, developed a company that has grown into quite a large enterprise, and we had our meetings because our team was up in like the Ventura area, Ventura County, just north of Los Angeles. So we flew into, well, Marcus flew into Burbank. I was already in LA. We met up at my mom's husband's business in their conference room. And the business is, he is a manufacturer and distributor of adult toys. And we just had a meeting in the weirdest place ever. Was that your first meeting in a dildo factory?
Yes.
And we gave you a tour. You got to see a ton of product on the shelf.
Yep, my Puritan shame was in full showing today.
right. It was an unusual place, but I knew we needed to have an office, and we needed a place where we had a conference room for the full day, and my family cleared that room for us, and I got to give everybody a tour of the factory. I will post some photos of a factory tour that I took in the past, because on this tour, we were with my brother Lauren, and he's far too cool for me to be comfortable taking photos while I'm on the tour, like I'm a, you know, some type of a newbie on this tour. But I made sure.
I got one illicit photo.
You did?
Wall-to-wall dildos.
Yes. Yes. And so they manufacture and distribute not only their products, but their competitor products. And I think he said in their catalog, they have 8,000 products in the catalog, and 180 of them are products that they manufacture, just to give you an idea of how large their distribution is. So anyway, long story short, enough of the dildo conversation. And Marcus Krieg, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast. Is continuing education, before I say goodbye, because I always think about this with you, continuing education is something that just comes natural for you. You're just like a really hungry learner. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's always been that way for Marcus. When Marcus started, he said, if I want to be great, what do I read? I gave Marcus a list of 15 thought leaders to follow. Within 7 months, Marcus was having really smart, nerdy conversations. By eighth month, I'm sitting here learning from him. And now six and a half years later, he's crushing the strategy, the scripting, the messaging. A good portion of the company is under Marcus's purview. And as we grow, a lot of really interesting, exciting things are happening. And I'm really honored to be doing this with you.
Thanks, Todd. I am too.
And so we're almost at the airport. Marcus, say goodbye to the listeners. I know that your fans in Scandinavia would love to hear you say goodbye to them.
I don't know how to say goodbye in Scandinavian, but I will say goodbye.
Right on. I'm just giving Marcus a little shit because when I was in Sweden, the guys that took me out after my speech wanted to shoot a little hello video to Marcus, which means he's kind of like David Hasselhoff out there, and it's a lot of fun to have him on the podcast.
In the sense that I'm giant and jacked and really good looking.
Yes.
But not the music.
Right. No, definitely not the music. All right, so on behalf of Marcus and the Wirebuzz crew, we thank you for joining us on this podcast. If this was valuable to you, go to iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. Hit the subscribe button. Leave a little honest rating and review. And then, is this my exit right here? This is my freeway exit. And if you want to learn how to guarantee that your videos generate ROI, all you have to do is go to wirebuzz.com/ROI and get our five-part mini course that we made available to the listeners of this podcast. All right, everybody, peace out. Marcus, lock us out on a piece.
Peace.